And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition from NPR on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. The first black tenured professor at Lincoln College says the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody led to some difficult conversations with colleagues, friends, and her children. Janine Peacher says she has lost friends who do not understand the rage and loss that sparked looting after the Floyd killing. In this conversation for WGLT series Living Black in Bloomington Normal, Peacher talks with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. Peacher says friends and colleagues from diverse backgrounds simply don't understand.
You know, I have had people reach out to me, my non-white friends, my non-white colleagues reach out to me and basically just say, you know, I have no idea what it's like, what you are experiencing. I am the mother of two young African-American males. They are in college. My fear, some of my trepidation, some of my anxiety, they try to understand, but I guarantee you some of the same conversations that we've had with our sons are not the same ones that they've had with their sons. And for the ones who reached out to me, they made an attempt. I came across their mind. They thought about me, and I was very appreciative of that.
How has systemic racism impacted your life?
Oh my goodness. Well, you can't be black and say you have never experienced it. You know, being right here in Lincoln, Illinois, at Lincoln College, where just until recently have we sort of had an influx, a few more people of color to join our faculty. But, you know, systemic racism for me was just a way of life in Texas. There were stores that we could not go into. There were parts of town that we could not go into. There were conditions at our school. And I think it has sort of been the emphasis behind why I have devoted so many years of my life to higher ed, so that, you know, I help students to understand and prepare them for the world that awaits them. Many of them, coming from our inner city Chicago school, will say, well, I haven't encountered it. But I think when they began to see, you know, how ill-equipped they were for college, I think many of them began to see that that was systemic, that some of the funding was not funneled to their school. So it has just been so much a part of me. I don't know, it kind of sparks the nerve every time I think about it.
Has it ever came to moments where racism impacted how you view yourself?
How I viewed myself, oh, without a doubt. You begin to question your craft. It definitely shakes your self-confidence. In one way, it can cause you to close the door and have a moment. And then it has caused you to just dig really deep and just say, you know, I am forging ahead for those that have to come behind me.
You mentioned how you and your husband are having conversations with your two sons about racism. Mm-hmm. What does that conversation look like?
Our conversations have been, we want you to come home. As it relates to police brutality, it's you comply and then we'll complain later. One of the hardest things that my youngest one asked us, and it stumped us, and I don't have an answer then, and I really don't have one now, but he asked us, now, we do everything you tell us to do, and we still don't come home. What happens if we do all of that and it doesn't really matter? For a moment, your heart stops. You turn and you look at your spouse of 24 years and you go, how do you answer that? Today, we can give him an answer because he's absolutely correct. We teach them what to do, what to say, how to act. And what if that's not enough? What if somebody still feels like their lives are not worth it? So we continue to teach them to be good men. Now, society will then begin to see you in a different light. And the only thing you can do is be your true, authentic self. But you're never really prepared for it until they're happy. Both of them, unfortunately, have heard someone use the N-word on them. That conversation was quite emotional. You know, why would he call me that? I thought we were friends, so probably too young. I didn't want them to experience it at that age, but unfortunately, that's not going to be the last time they're going to hear.
Janine Peacher is a professor at Lincoln College and an Illinois State University graduate. She talked with WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell for the WGLT series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Find all the series interviews and stories right now at WGLT.org.